Wait, was my mic not on for that one?
No one's mic was on. Oh. Hello! Welcome back. You are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Kyle and Charlie Show.
You didn't finish. You didn't cue me yet.
Well, this is the Kyle and Charlie Show. We are your hosts,
Kyle
and Charlie, with our special guest and good friend Carlito.
I like how you just said before you started recording, you just said like you just asked us how are you guys ready, and we didn't respond, and then you just started talking into the mic, and the mic wasn't on, but you just started without
saying. Yeah, I was excited.
You have confirmation from either of us. I'd like to point out. Not very nice of you, but
yeah, no. I'm. You see, I've been reading this new book that's been telling me how to be more assertive and be a dominant pack leader in society.
He was given a coffee table book.
A coffee table. A man gave him a coffee table book.
I was in fact given a coffee table book. This is true.
We're actually recording in the studio. This is crazy.
Yeah, this is
very surreal.
Very surreal times.
It is baffling. It's good to be back though. All of us in the same room staring at each other.
Well, we did that last week.
Yeah, I love looking at your beautiful faces again.
What?
Okay, nothing. Charlie just put in his Invisalign.
Yeah.
If there's any time you don't put in your Invisalign, it's on air. You're literally on air.
He just wants to wear his Invisalign.
No. You may wear them, but like you put a retainer into your mouth on air. That's not very good. That's not good. If there's a cough button, there's definitely like a mouth click button. There should be anyway, right?
We have to press it.
A weird like spitty sound. No one likes that. I don't know if anyone heard it, but I heard it.
Do we have a soundboard?
Not set up in here. There like is one, but we. No, there isn't one.
Yeah.
This is an inferior episode already. It is.
The other studio is much better because it has we can play like the Ford F-150 music and then like the
our mental solitary room.
That was like this room's a different kind of like.
This is the happy room.
Photos of Paul McCartney.
There's how many photos of Paul McCartney are in this room?
I mean, he died. This is in memoriam.
Yeah, true. So true. Guys, look up Paul McCartney dead.
tinyurl.com/PaulMcCartneyDeath.
There's so many. People have been saying Paul McCartney is dead since like 1965.
I mean, like all the Beatles have basically died except for him. I think there's one.
No, well, there's only four of them. That's the majority. Like half of them are still alive.
Ringo Starr's MS Paint collection is a fake, apparently.
Yeah.
Ringo Starr doesn't do MS Paint?
No.
I'm so lost.
So, Ringo Starr has like this hobby where he does MS Paint. He makes these MS Paint paintings, and apparently they sell for absurdly high amounts of money. But they're so funny to look at.
Can we pull those up?
Pull
them up, Jamie.
They're the most rudimentary drawings that you could possibly imagine, just like of a person's face or of just a strange. No, yeah, you've never seen those before.
This is real
art. Yeah,
your baby.
And they've got checkerboard patterns in the background, and they're just the most rudimentary drawing of a human face.
It looks like he made these on a 3DS. Like, actually, this looks like a flip note.
Well, like this. See, he did make them on MS Paint. I don't know what you were expecting.
Yeah, MS Paint is not that big.
Those are like the really old ones. I think he has like some newer ones, which actually like...
He's gotten much better, okay?
Signs of improvement.
Yes. RingoStarArt.com. You too can go.
See those? I mean, those are interesting. I like the star.
Painting is my
Ringo
madness.
Star MS Paint
too.
Tier list.
We could do that, but I feel like we need to be in the other studio. We need to do that one in the podcast studio. We need to have the meeting of the minds all at once.
Yeah, we all need to like.
We need to be in the white walled room. Yeah, for context, for our non-loyal listeners who did not listen to our newly uploaded YouTube video that we had to
if you want
Charlie to upload.
Hey, Oh, no, that's fair. That's on brand.
And so...
Once again, Charlie is capping.
The studio just didn't work last week. We tried to record an off-schedule episode, and then we just could not do it. So we went to the library in the podcasting room in these clinical white walls with a
whiteboard.
With a whiteboard and some COVID screens between us, and recorded rather than this studio, which is filled with pictures of the Beatles, pictures of Pink Floyd. But there's so many pictures of... There's so many pictures of the Beatles. I don't understand.
Dude,
there's so many.
The Beatles is the greatest band of all time.
And the Brazilian flag?
We'll take the Brazilian flag.
This is the Jamaican flag, I'm pretty sure.
All right.
Welcome to Brazil.
I keep getting prompted by Ringo Starr's website
to subscribe to Ringo's newsletter. Yeah.
Dude, you have to subscribe for his MS Paint.
You could.
Do it. All right. We'll subscribe to this one.
I put CJ's email in there.
No, that's actually here. I'll put a burner in there.
He'll like it. You know how much he likes Ringo Starr's art.
I feel like CJ would be listening right now.
She doesn't listen to us. I'm telling you.
That is highly possible.
I'm calling CJ out. CJ, if you're listening right now, send us a message. Call in.
Calls in the number.
The
phone is. Have you dreamed of this man? So, for promotional material, we took our picture of Chad Kyle and mixed it together with that poster.
That cult poster of the demon man.
The man you could allegedly see in your dreams, right?
Right.
Everyone dreamed of the same person. It's a creepy, scary, creepypasta thing. But what did you just type in?
I'm just going to type in a burner.
Oh, okay. Now. Yeah,
so,
I see.
So the poster, the title is Have You Seen This Man Ever? Or like, Ever Seen This Man in Your Dreams? And it's this picture of this weird dude's face. But it's like a face of a person that doesn't exist.
Oh my god. Oh no, a fake person that doesn't exist. That's so scary. No. Ooh.
You know what does exist?
What?
Or I should say did exist is the ghost of the Marquis.
That's very true.
No way. I can't believe it.
We did defeat the ghost of the Marquis. Well,
that was in the previous episode, Charlie. Our faithful viewers will already know that.
Yeah, that is true. We don't need to cover that. You don't even
like CJ who's not listening.
You don't even need to go to the Kyle and Charlie show on YouTube.
We did not get a call. We did not get a message. So
CJ's number one fan status is on the
revoked.
Line right now.
Revoked. Yeah. I would argue it's already revoked.
We have some other applicants right that want to be the number one fan.
We apparently do have a fan.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can't believe
some random Why person would you watch we don't this know. 90% of our viewers are people that like know us already, but we actually have a fan that is someone we don't know.
Yeah.
Which is shocking to me.
At least for all the fans that we've made contact with.
Someone we've never met before. That's crazy to me. Yeah. I don't understand how anyone could actually like listening to this.
Yeah. Shout out to our one real fan. I believe they are a freshman at the school.
They better be listening.
Yeah.
They should call in.
Call in.
They could. It's highly possible.
Call our number at WJRH.
I want to see if the phone works. Because it probably doesn't.
Probably doesn't.
I mean, Charlie couldn't even like... We were trying to do mic tests, and Charlie couldn't even listen to our voices on the mic. On the headphones didn't work, so we just sort of looked at the levels and guessed that it would be okay. So, yeah, we're schlivin'. We're living.
Yeah, we're out here.
Living.
We're hanging out.
Hey, where's that picture of it? Oh, there it is.
So Carlito.
So Kyle.
How has your life been?
Yeah, we've never had the one-on-one interrogation show.
Charlie insisted on the way over here that we had to introduce you properly to the audience, even though you've been on the show 4 to 5 times at least at this point.
At least. And even in some episodes when I wasn't there, I was in the background.
You and Brian shared a room.
We did.
And you could just bleed into each other's microphones constantly at all times.
We had that one episode where we had to share the same mic.
I think that was when we reviewed the dining halls and put them on a tier. We have.
No, to... I actually missed that one. That was the one I missed.
That was the one you missed.
You missed that one? Wow, not a real fan.
We could probably redo it.
Real fan.
Because apparently, I mean, now all of us have eaten all the
dining halls
here.
Have been shaken up.
Yeah, the meta has been shifted.
Yeah, yeah, the meta game has been shifted drastically.
My sweet beloved lover, Hard Walk was my favorite thing to get and still is, but I just don't like broccoli and I can't get Hard Walk without broccoli now. So I'm actually coping
Charlie's
season.
Dreaming about broccoli,
dude. Just take nightmares. Out the broccoli pieces piece by piece.
You see, that seems like a lot of effort.
Yeah, if you're eating at lower, you don't want to put any effort into anything.
Well, yeah, they're basically cooking.
It's like a horoscope. Your horoscope. You're a lower.
I'm a lower sun sign.
Lowered once again.
What's your moon sign?
My moon sign?
You seem like your moon sign would be Gilbert.
What's your Marquis de Lafayette sign?
What's your Lafayette sign?
I'm Hogue Hall.
Where's your astral classes at?
My astral class is in Hugel.
Yeah, it's in Hugel.
Carlito's astral class is in Hugel. Physics major, physics major, physics major.
Also SI.
The look that we just got.
Yeah.
The dead silence.
I just stared down.
What am I supposed to say to that?
I don't know.
I mean, you could be like, oh my gosh. Not true, y'all. Everyone knows that I'm clearly a down the hill astral class, bro. CJ would be a down the hill astral class. Shout out to CJ.
No, we should tell.
I actually take my astral class as a Kunkel, bro.
Kunkel. I train with radioactive bees there. Radioactive bees.
Yeah, there are radioactive bees. There's dead people in there too.
There actually are dead people in there.
Yeah. Kunkel just seems like the cursed building on campus.
Well, it's also like the worst looking building I've ever seen. It's such a bad design. It's such a poorly designed building. It looks so bad. It's like two rectangles taped together. It's like a gray rectangle and a brick rectangle taped together into one building. I don't like it.
It's my Lego house I made when I was 8 years old. Mean to reality.
No, dude, my Lego houses looked better than Kunkel. I'm sure yours did too.
You're overestimating my Lego house abilities.
Charlie, truly capping once again.
Charlie's Lego house ability, much better than he's giving himself credit for.
Charlie has been on a huge cap streak lately.
We can't talk about
Wing Friday.
We can talk about Wing Friday. So every Friday at Marquee Dining Hall is Wing Friday. So they have wings on Friday. So of course, every week we go and get lunch at Marquee because it's Wing Friday. And we always declare, it's Wing Friday. That's not like a term that anyone uses. We just sort of started saying that. And so we call it in our group Wing Friday. In our house, we call it Wing Friday.
It's trademarked, actually.
Trademark Wing Friday. So we want to go get wings. This has happened for like 3 weeks in a row. Thursday night, Charlie's like, guys, it's Wing Friday. And it's like, we look at the clock. It's like, Charlie, it's Thursday. You aren't even like technically right.
Yeah. I would be trying to go for the technically right joke, but then I'd get too excited about Wing Friday.
Yeah,
I think the worst
one. Do it
one...
at like 8 p.m.
No. The worst one was when I just said it at like 4.
Like, yeah, it was 4 p.m.
o'clock on a Thursday. It was like still light out, and I was like,
guys,
yo, it's Wing Friday.
It's Wing Friday.
You stared at me like I was insane at a level that...
No, I just look at the clock, and I see, oh, it's not even close to Friday yet, even technically. And I'm a big proponent of it's not the next day until, you know, you go to sleep and wake up. Like, yeah. I know technically... It's the next day when it hits midnight, but I don't believe in that because that's stupid, right? It's dumb. People are like, oh, I did that yesterday. You mean like yesterday as in the previous day? No, yesterday as in an hour ago. And I think that's stupid. That doesn't make sense. No one talks like that.
Every time it hits midnight, you have to tell everyone, happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Wing Friday.
I'm just looking at
that's
Ringo.
Impressive.
Ringo, this is the band. Was this actually the Beatles?
Oh, and the floating head is because Paul McCartney's dead. I see.
Paul McCartney actually got struck by a meteorite. The meteorite is what replaced his body.
Well, what if a meteorite strikes? Guys, the inauguration is of President Nicole Hurd is tomorrow. I know we can't call anyone out on the radio. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Inauguration's tomorrow. Who's hyped up?
Who's pumped, bro?
Who's pumped?
So I'm pumped.
I'm pumped for my free real blankie. Pumped.
Oh, my God.
Wait, there's free blankies?
Free blankies.
Free blankies on the
quad. Free blankies on the quad at 3 p.m.
I have to be there. Wait, what were you saying, Carlito?
Oh, I was walking back home from class, and I was looking at the inauguration area in the quad, and there was this little choir of children rehearsing for the inauguration, and I was in utter disbelief. I was, who are these kids?
they're performing at the inauguration tomorrow? Like, for sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure there's a reason why they're singing.
Yeah, I guess so.
They didn't just break out. Like. Well,
for context, the music department pulled all ensembles from the inauguration because, well...
Coronavirus.
Yes.
The dreaded C word.
COVID. No, you can't say that on the radio.
Oh, says it right shoot. There. Yeah. I'm at the dump.
I mean, we've used a lot of dump footage in our time.
Yeah.
Miraculously, we've not broken any FCC guidelines so far in this episode and had to remove any footage. So.
Yeah. No, it's... I mean, that was one thing that was nice about recording, like, asynchronously, in that sort of sense, is that we could say all the naughty words we wanted.
So the naughty, bad words we want that the FCC does not want you to hear.
Yeah. And now apparently it's my job to uphold the FCC guidelines.
Oh, yeah, because you're somehow on the board for this club.
Like, yo, is
job
that,
position
is that
on
Charlie
the board
from
the tattletale.
The tattletale. The
tattletale is actually in my official job description. I put it right next to a cool guy.
Yeah, Charlie, you missed it because you were eating food or something, whatever you do when you eat food. But we, Carlito and I, outside, we heard these guys across the quad talking about the setup because there's all these chairs and tents set up. And what were they like, Carlito?
They're like, what's this for? The inauguration? Yeah, the inauguration.
Inauguration.
Like,
inauguration. They said it rapid fire back and forth. The inauguration.
Unbelievable.
It's like, I was thinking about this. Sometimes when I hear people talking and they're walking, like, I just think, okay, when we walk around, right, our conversations are exactly like they are in this show right now. Like, yeah. We aren't, like, performing. We aren't doing a bit or 90. We just speak like this somehow. So what do other people think of us when we're walking around speaking like lunatics?
They probably think I'm a little bit stupider than I give
up. Last week...
It's Wing Friday, and I said, shout in the middle of the quad at noon.
Last week when Brian and Kyle were just pulling up in the Chad stride, and those two girls
we were doing
passed
a very
by us.
We were walking with very wide steps and puffing our chest out and pretending to be Joe Rogan, and then... Because, you know, that's the person you want to emulate.
Especially if you're doing podcasts. Like,
especially,
you have to.
We love him. We actually have an altar to him in our house.
Yeah. We lost Brian to that one, unfortunately.
Yeah, Brian got sacrificed. That's why he's not here. That's
imagine
not here,
Joe right? Rogan sacrifice accident, bro.
Brian is being kept in their room by the invisible dog barking
it's
at
an
them.
Invisible Joe Rogan barking at them. Prevents him from leaving their room. Invisible Joe, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Anyway, yeah, we were doing this crazy... We were doing the Joe Rogan big boy stride and scared off some... Just people just... We just watched people walk in front of us, and then as soon as they glanced over and saw us doing that and just walked faster away. I can't get over it.
They cleared the way, bro.
They cleared the way.
They saw
that we're podcasters, and they didn't want anything to do with us.
They're like, wait, before they mistake us for veal, bro, they break out the bow and arrow.
No, it's venison.
Venison?
Veal.
What's veal then? Am I dumb?
Baby cows, dude.
Oh,
what are you
dumb.
Talking about?
Joe
I'm
Rogan,
so
Joe
lost.
Rogan hunts baby cows with a bone arrow.
I mean, deers have been apparently in decline.
It's all because of Joe Rogan.
Yeah, deers are not in decline. There's a severe overpopulation of deer, aren't there?
That's just because Joe Rogan had to be quarantined for 2 weeks. So it will get back under control.
Yeah, he had COVID-19. Joe Rogan. Yeah, someone stole his bow and gave him COVID-19, so he couldn't hunt deer for 2 weeks or something.
His hunting was extremely slowed down by using only his bare hands.
So...
Why do we always talk about Joe? I hate Joe. I don't like Joe Rogan.
It's just so funny to talk about Joe Rogan. He's like,
oh, guys, we're calling out Joe Rogan, guys. We're calling out this extremely famous.
This is a direct challenge to Joe Rogan. I challenge you to rock, paper, scissors, and then like two other contests, one of them of your choice, and then because I mean, Joe Rogan could beat us all up.
Like, yeah, but no, we're ending this. I don't want to talk about Joe Rogan. I just said that because I didn't want to talk anymore about Joe Rogan. I don't want you to bring up more stuff with Joe Rogan in it.
Joe Rogan session over.
I have ended the Joe Rogan session.
The Joe Rogan rant is done.
Before I cut it off at the source, like a plague.
You eliminated Joe Rogan.
Oh, I just got a text from CC.
What happened?
Wing Friday is canceled. Marquee is closed tomorrow for inauguration.
You're capping.
We forgot.
Yeah, Wing Friday is canceled. I can't believe Wing Friday is canceled.
No, you actually cannot say it's Wing Friday. Thank you, CC. You're the best.
Charlie's going to forget, and then in an hour, he's going to be like, guys, it's Wing Friday.
No.
1 hour from now, I guarantee you.
That's to outsource and my Wing Friday.
By the way, 1 hour from now will be 11:30, so it still won't be Wing Friday, even if it was Wing Friday tomorrow.
So last week, last Saturday, we were on a Walmart trip, and we somehow jumped into the conversation of our individual sleeping positions.
Oh yes, I love this. This is such a good such a good topic. So we all, and this was brought up because...
Can we do this one without Brian? Because they sleep in very odd positions sometimes. I know that for a fact.
Oh, yeah. I mean we can.
Oh, we can. I was their roommate.
Okay, then we're good.
Carlito can confirm. But the funniest... This all started out because... like I think 2 a.m. last Friday or whatever, I was walking back into our room and I had left like a bit of a, I don't know, a bit of a alcoholic beverage on your desk.
Yes.
You
literally did not need to mention that, by the way. You just added that for
We're cool. I guess we consume beverages. But I left a drink on your desk. I was like, I'll go get it. I'll put it in the kitchen. I like shine a flashlight away from you so I don't step on any of your stuff. I can also see where I'm going. I look over and Kyle is sleeping. Like the only way I can describe it, it's like you read a book on how to sleep like a person, and then that's just been the default setting.
Yeah, I was laying in like the absolute default setting, like arms at sides. Legs straight down bed.
Head straight up and looking straight up and like literally factory settings. I almost lost it. I thought.
I don't know why, because that's not always how I sleep at all. It's just like that specific night, I went to sleep like an NPC. like I was on a Minecraft bed. I was.
Yeah.
I right clicked on the bed and then I snapped into position.
What I thought you were doing a bit at first because your eyes were covered by the pillows and just your eyes, and then I was like, "What is this?" So I got the thing. I put it back in the kitchen. I sat out there for a little bit, and then I think I went out for a little bit longer. I came back home, and I get ready to go to bed. And in my mind, I'm like, "Was that real? Like, were you just trying to troll me at like 2 a.m?" I look over. And you were still sleeping. Like, I was like, how?
Yeah, dude, crazy. Sleeping in a normal position, dude. That's crazy. Sleeping on your back, dude. That's crazy.
Dude,
it's
insane.
No way.
I'm a big chest sleeping fan. I sleep on my stomach.
I don't know how you could do that.
I sleep on my stomach. How is that possible? And I like turn my head. Can you do that?
Can you sleep on your stomach?
Sometimes I do.
I've done it like occasionally, but I can't do that all the time.
I don't know. It's more of like, it's like a stomach side sleeping kind of thing. But then what I do is, because my neck's obviously not supported like that, is I'll prop my arm up and put it under my pillow. And like,
that's crazy.
Like, yeah, like, so I'm holding my pillow. I don't even know, but I'm holding it like, I'm crossing my arms and I'm holding my pillow like in between.
How's that possible? So what are you doing?
You're giving me a hard time for sleeping like,
well, like
in
I
a
thought
straight
it-
line, and you're like, you're contorting yourself like a pretzel to go to sleep.
I mean, like, what looks more?
Oh, wait, the computer.
Oh no,
it's
Oh,
it got logged out. Is it still recording?
Yeah, it's still recording. It doesn't record
we
on.
We got logged out of the Dell PCs from 2002 or whatever.
Yeah, it's so nice. They kept all the backgrounds and images that we changed around.
What
on
do we
here.
Have here? We have a Piglet as a knight. The picture of Owen McKenna.
That's a shout out to Owen.
Why is Owen on the desktop?
Because we put Owen
wait,
there.
Wait, are these pictures stuff that we saved?
Yeah, half of these are. I know this is.
Oh, yeah.
All the, little goblin photos that we saved. The goblin. Some of these are from, I don't even know what half of these are.
Wait. Charlie. Do we need to do ad reads?
Oh, we do need to do an ad read. Luckily, I have just the ad read for you.
Don't you dare. No, we have to save that. No, we save that. No, we save that.
I don't think we have any, like, proper ad reads.
Then what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to do the ad reads if we don't have things to read?
Let's take a look.
This doesn't make sense.
We can find...
Is there... Yeah, Mr. Board Member. What are we supposed to do?
This is literally like my job is to do ad reading stuff. And I don't... Uh-oh.
All right. Well, uh-oh. Do we get it out of the... No, we'll save it for the end. We'll save it for the end, yeah. We'll do it 3 times in a row.
Oh, no. We can just look up other ones. Here. Do you want to... Oh, that is a music video.
You are not going to find anything by just typing PSA into YouTube. I promise.
You never know, bro. You never know. All right. Well, anyways, speaking of PSAs.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill.
Wow.
But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with 4 simple steps. Clean.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate.
You can't do it.
Cook.
All I can see is Alvin
and chill.
We chipmunks are notoriously tidy.
Check your steps. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
It gets awesomer every time, Alvin. Yeah, I don't know. I might just be old and dumb. But I don't know why we can't hear anything.
Oh my god.
Old and dumb?
More dumb than old.
Old and dumb.
Old and dumb. Hey, speaking of which, it's Wing Friday.
Yeah, true.
So true.
So true.
Wing Friday. It's Wing Friday.
It is, in fact, Wing Friday.
We need to find new PSAs. We really actually need some. We need some good ones. Can we make some up? Can we just make something up?
Where do you even get them?
We had some really good ones last semester. We had, like, the hepatitis C one. That was pretty good.
Oh, that's pretty good.
My favorite one is the fancy thermometer.
Well, they had, like...
What is the fancy thermometer?
Oh, there was a... It was a food safety ad about cooking your meat properly. So, it was talking about... There was two dads grilling meat. They were talking about cooking your meat until it's properly... Yeah. At a proper temperature. And I'm talking about fancy... Thermometers and
looks
stuff.
Like my kid's video game.
Those were good. I miss those. I want hepatitis C or the hurricane relief fund thing or whatever that we got to read. That was really cool.
The hurricane relief fund was so funny because we were supposed to put in our local like
blood donation. Yeah, we had to like say the organization where it was, and it just
didn't have a location.
It just didn't have a. Location, I don't understand. Very sad times.
Alas. I'll get that sorted out. I will, we really should.
We need to.
Yeah.
It's very important.
It is actually our job.
Part of the show.
Part of the show. We actually are going to break FCC guidelines if we don't come up with two new ad reads right now. Two new PSAs.
All right. I have one right now. This actually relates to something that I saw in Fairnon. And just, did you see those handouts of like that one course?
Oh yeah.
Wait, which course?
Oh, the okay.
I remember. Wait, this is gonna be good. Hold on.
Do you don't remember the flyer we had an hour?
I remember now.
Are you an experienced breastfeeder?
There was a flyer in Fairnon for some sort of healing course, like a holistic healing course, but
for like, I think it was for like new and expecting mothers.
Yeah, it's for new mothers, and so you've got like the Beatles of holistic healing. You've got the real stuff, the real lineup. So you've got a music therapist. That's a quote-unquote, wait, so there's four. It was a music therapist. There was a healer with no...
That's just actual healer.
There was no,
healer.
No explanation as to, like, what group. That was the Paul McCartney. They're dead now.
Rest in peace, that group's healer. I don't know.
Yeah, the healer's gone. And then there was something else. I forget
what I remember one person's name was...
Something Flowers.
Yeah, I don't want to say the first name because
I don't remember, but it was pretty cool. Pretty cool name. I wish I was named that.
Yeah, and then they had someone else.
It was a macrobiology professional. I don't know what macrobiology is.
It's like macrobioclimate or something like that.
Yeah, macrobio.
No, it was like biologic counselor or something.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Whatever that means.
I think it's for someone that's supposed to be like, yes, you need to eat the correct food so that you're...
But isn't that microbiology? I don't understand. That's...
Or it's the larger, like, climate or whatnot experience.
No, that's not what macrobiology is, though, is it?
I'll look it up right now.
What is macrobiology? Search it up.
Macrobiology is a branch of biology that studies macroscopic living beings.
So that's just the body.
What is macroscopic?
The body. That's just like a body. That's like microscopic is you scope.
No. Use a microscope.
The study of large living organisms.
Yeah, it's just people, like bodies. Microscopic would be bacteria and...
They're counselors for macrobiology.
So just biology. They're a doctor. They're a body counselor. And then the last one, the last person on the list was an experienced breastfeeder. And, like, I get that, like, you can be an experienced breastfeeder, but I don't know how qualified are they?
I looked up macrobiology counselor, and one of the autofill options is macrobiology counselors, Lafayette College.
Wait, really?
I have to know.
You're capping.
Maybe that's just Google trying to track me down.
I'm just wondering, how much breastfeeding do you need to do? Can we talk about breastfeeding? We can talk about breastfeeding.
Yeah, we can talk about breastfeeding.
That's a human biological function.
Yeah.
We're not going to go, but like, I don't know how much nursing you would need to do in order to be considered experienced. I don't quite understand.
I feel like the experienced breastfeeder is the Ringo Starr of that group.
Yeah. I would say so, yeah. There's no. They do MS Paint drawings on, and sell them for $4,000. Did Ringo Starr originate NFTs?
Did he?
With the MS Paint?
This is basically an NFT, isn't it?
I mean, you're not buying a PNG.
But?
You're buying, like, a PNG that's been put on a canvas.
So you're buying...
You're buying, like, just an actual
basically
picture.
Basically an NFT.
It's like if you printed your NFT on like physical paper.
Yeah.
That's what Ringo Starr did.
I don't know. It's an NFT. It's an NFT. You can't tell me otherwise. It's an NFT.
I think I showed you guys this over the summer, but I think there was this one NFT at a point where it's just cyber program horse racing or something like that.
Oh my goodness.
Wait. So, did you guys hear about Lindsay Lohan? Lindsay Lohan is selling an NFT. This is not, I'm not joking. This is like a real thing. Selling an NFT of her fursona.
Oh my gosh. That's so powerful.
Look it up. Look it up. It's real.
What?
Imagine all the power you could amass in the world with Lindsay Lohan's fursona.
Lindsay Lohan fursona.
No, this is a real thing.
Oh my god.
No way.
It's a real thing. I'm telling
you. It's on Twitter. Hold on.
No, it's real. It's actually real. What? She's really selling her fursona. I don't understand what...
Oh my god!
What had to happen in this world for it to come to this?
What is this? It's money. Minted
Where
by...
did we go wrong?
This is a...
I was very upset over the Charlie Bit My Finger NFT.
Well, oh yeah,
dude, sixth grade Charlie would have been stoked if somebody tried to bully me and be like, well, that's like Charlie,
that's like people still say, darn Daniel.
Yeah,
people say our good old friend Dan would get darn Daniel. We're not censoring that, it's fine.
Yeah,
darn Daniel every single day for a long time, and he still gets mad. He still does not like it when we say that, understandably.
Still, I'm sorry. Shout out to
Dan.
Can
you make that the desktop?
You know what?
A new era.
Wait, guys, we just cracked NFTs. We just saved the preview file. Yeah. Preview to the computer, so now we own. We pirated Lindsay Lohan's fursona NFT.
I wonder... Oh, wait a second.
What's our phone number for the studio?
The phone number is...
We have a certain person who wants to call in.
It's 610-330-531.
Oh, we're getting a call.
Oh.
Oh, they're here. They've seen this man in their dreams.
Let's see. Hello? Oh, yeah. No. Can we not hear? Yes, we're talking about NFTs. What's up?
We can't hear.
You'd like to buy an NFT?
Wait, I want to hear. Wait, Charlie, put the phone on speaker.
All right. So what kind of NFT are you looking for, good sir?
Let's see. Hey, have you ever heard of the classic television theory, Al?
Actually, now that I think about it, I have. And what's your name, good sir?
Come again?
What's your name, good sir?
Come again?
Wait, Charlie, I think you need to say it. I
off the mic. What's your name, good sir?
Grant.
Grant?
Yeah.
You got a last name?
St. Clair.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently if we want everyone else to hear, we have to press one button, but if we want to hear, we have to press the other button.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, this studio is really well designed.
You have the airwaves right now. Plug the NFTs however you want.
Right, yeah, well, I mean, like, you know, there's a lot of fake news going around about these things. I think they're getting a bad rap, you know? I just think that the lamestream media running rampant as ever.
I just like try to like angle the microphone.
I mean, I could talk for hours on this, but I know you guys have very important things to do. But if you'll excuse me, though, I have a strict 10:49 EST ritual every night. I watch Alvin the Chipmunks, The Road Chip. I'm very particular about food safety, so.
Oh, you know, yeah. We coincidentally.
You gentlemen have a good show, yeah?
Oh, you know, if you stay tuned, you'll hear some road chip, actually.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling in. Good sir. What was it? Grant
St. Clair.
Grant St. Clair.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for tuning
Absolute
in.
Absolute legend.
Enjoy the road trip. I need to fix the phone.
Why is this studio in such a state of disrepair at all times? I don't understand.
It gives it some nice charm.
Well, it does, but it I kind of like having Kyle. A functional studio. All right.
I'm gonna sell illegal copies of Lindsay Lohan's Fursona.
You know what? In honor of Grant St. Clair, our famous fan, we're gonna play two Alvin and the Chipmunks PSAs back to back.
Woo! Oh, you know it, baby.
We're going to learn about food safety, guys.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill.
Wow.
But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with four simple steps. Clean.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate.
Cook.
Fire in the hole.
And chill.
We chipmunks are notoriously tight.
Chillin'.
Check your steps. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Run it back.
Hold on. This would be awesome.
Awesome.
It gets awesomer every time.
It really does.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill.
Wow.
But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with four simple steps. Clean.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate.
Cook.
Fire in the hole.
And chill.
We chipmunks are notoriously tidy.
Check your steps. The road trip to food safety starts at
foodsafety.gov. Oh, wait, I should wait till this. I'm just thinking, like, could you imagine going into the studio and recording, like, just completely normal lines of dialogue, and then they just pitch shift them to be the chipmunks? Because I don't think they're doing, like, special voices or anything, right? They're just, like, sped up. Or, like, I don't know, what do they do to make those voices?
I think they just pitch shift it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it's just like, could you imagine being an actor and you go into the studio and you record that and then they just make
you... We could do that ourselves.
We can do an entire episode where we all are pitch shifted to be the chipmunk tier. That'd be awesome.
That'd actually be a lot of fun.
That'd be really good.
You know what else would be fun? We could buy Lindsay Lohan NFT.
Yeah, but you know what would be good? If our phone worked and the headphones worked and, you set the background to...
If our sound system worked.
Sound system worked and we could hear anything and, you know, a lot of things. And if tomorrow was being Friday, that'd be really good.
That is also
and,
true.
And, yeah, there's a lot of problems in this messed up, terrible world that we live in.
How do we stop the inauguration so we can have Wing Friday?
Yeah, can we get it canceled somehow? Like, I don't know.
Wait, all of Lindsay Lohan's stuff is just NFTs.
Oh my.
What?
Clearly been bought out.
Actually, it's literally big NFT. It's literally Dubai or furry NFTs.
I respect the hustle.
Yeah.
I also respect the hustle.
I respect
Let
it
Lindsay
so much.
Do whatever she wants.
We're gonna
make that bread.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Furry Lindsay Lohan NFT is officially the new desktop background of one monitor of... Wait, what if you put...
Our non-NFT
version. Make that Ringo Starr. Yeah. PNG. No, you can like find a version on Google, I'm sure.
You see, Ringo Starr actually had a vision of the future, and that future was the Kyle and Charlie show.
Yeah, Ringo Starr. Ringo Starr predicted us.
That is true.
All right, now put that as the background.
All right.
How do you think when we come in tomorrow or come in next week, rather, that someone will have changed either of these backgrounds?
It's possible.
Like, yeah, can you make the backgrounds different on the two monitors? So make one of them Ringo Starr's artwork and make one of them the NFT.
Of course. Well, the original NFT versus the modernist NFT.
Fake modern pretender NFT. What is this money thing? I see money.
That's our NFT money.
We had a suggestion from CeCe. She said that people are taking chairs from the quad and moving them all over campus to stop inauguration. We should just go out
there. Absolute heroes. We need to lead the revolution.
Oh, I never mentioned it. I actually need to attend inauguration because I was asked by the religious studies department to represent the department, whatever that means. So I basically just wear regalia because I'm a major. I just wear regalia and just like sit there and watch the ceremony, more or less. That is my, I don't know.
You just sit there and live my life,
I guess.
I was in, I was supposed to be in a performing group at inauguration, but I quit. So I am no longer performing at inauguration.
Are they? I don't even know.
Are they? I have no idea.
I don't know.
What do they need those kids for?
What's going on?
There's just a lot of interesting photos here. I'm just putting them all.
Define interesting.
What are your thoughts on Thumb Thumbs?
I'm looking at the background right now, and I do not see either of the images that I determined would be the
background. My high school had this thing where there's this big football rivalry in New York between my high school and our rival school. And the mantra was just like slam the Rams,
slam the Rams,
because the other school's mascot was the Ram. And the football coach decided to switch it up. And we were on a win streak, and they decided to switch it up to like some weird like chant about like the thumbs from Spy Kids, and that's the year we lost.
What's the thumb chant?
I don't remember. It was so bad.
Who makes a rant about thumb thumbs? A thumb thumb chant.
The thumb thumb chant, bro. You haven't heard of it?
You know, I wish I knew the thumb thumb chant. We need to determine the reality, the metaphysical properties of the thumb thumb chant.
Well. It exists.
Are you sure?
I am very sure.
Charlie, what's happening?
I'm just trying to figure out.
Yeah, what are you doing?
How to do two different backgrounds. We're going to go to how to. So bad. Oh my goodness, I'm so dumb. Wait, am I dumb? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm dumb.
Charlie's on howtogeek.com to figure out how to put it. howtogeek.com, guys.
I click a background image.
He's learning how to geek.
<I'm> so stupid. You're kidding. It was this easy, bro.
He's geeking. He learned how to geek.
Bro. There we go. We did it. Thank you, How To Geek.
Shout out to How To Geek. This is not a paid promotion. We just we appreciate the services that How To Geek provides to us, and we wish any of our listeners who is a contributor to How To Geek a very nice evening, because we are going to end the show soon, I think, right?
Yeah, we should probably end it soon. But, all right, now here's the real question. All right. So, who do you think would win? All of the members of Ringo Starr's The Band. Or Lindsay Lohan's persona. Deathmatch. Who's
death battle.
Well, you're Wiz, I'm Boomsick?
It doesn't appear that any of Ringo Starr's little gremlins have arms, or at least like a fully formed pair of arms with hands, and it seems like Lindsay Lohan's NFT definitely does, her wolf girl NFT. So I'm gonna go with Lindsay Lohan. Like, they don't, one of them doesn't even have a neck, it's a floating head.
Yeah, but these guys can go Super Saiyan.
No, they can't.
You caught up on the Ringo Starr lore?
Yeah,
only I was.
They all fuse into one and they go Saiyan.
They have the power that's equivalent to 8 octillion ton.
8 octillion ton punch.
Yeah, they can punch the force of a white dwarf star.
You know what?
However, Lindsay Lohan's character is actually a living paradox. All of our
listeners, your homework for today. Go and watch the newest Death Battle video.
Reverse Flash versus Goku Black.
skip any of the information parts. Just watch the battle fight. I love Death Battle.
Another shout out to
Death Battle.
We're not paid by
Wiz or Boomstick to do this. But
Dummy's actually funding both of our college tuitions, though.
Dude, what if we're like, our show is somehow one of the most popular shows on this amazing radio station, and somehow so on the website anyway, but what if we're like Death Battle is the only thing in Screw Attack that started making any money or doing any numbers? What if we take over with WJRH with our sheer popularity with all of our loving fans?
We start at Thursdays at 10, then we do Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10,
and then we'll work on that. Yeah, so anyway, homework is to watch Death Battle,
and then tell us who would win. Lindsay Lohan,
furry
NFT,
or
wait, why does Lindsay Lohan's furry not have ears?
They're under the hair.
That's not how dogs work.
She can't hear.
What do you mean? Dogs don't have like a full head of human hair on top of their fur.
Clearly, this furry is not anatomically correct.
What do you mean? I've called in my
expert on the case, an experienced breastfeeder, and they just told me that this is actually incorrect.
Imagine we get reported for saying breastfeeder on the air.
Guys, please.
That'd be so funny. This is not even profane at all. It's like, no. That is a human
That's also somebody's job to be a professional one, experienced one of those, bro.
I still don't know what it means. What?
Each one of Ringo Starr's green representations represents one of the of that class's
another caller.
One of those green people is the music therapist.
Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from the office of Alex and Byerly to let you know two things. One is that you're exactly 1 minute over time as of this phone call. The second is you're going to be getting a strike from P-State for saying the word breastfeeding numerous times during your show. Thank you and have a pleasant night.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
On that note, unfortunately.
Can everyone give a handout for Allison Byerly?
Yeah, this one's for Allie B. Yeah. We never got her on the show.
Yeah, we never did. We originally had plans, and I decided to cope and see and play Worms WMD instead.
What? What does that mean? How is that related?
You see, Allison Byerly and I played Worms WMD.
That's not true.
Stop capping, Charlie.
That's a lie. All right, on this note, this very clear ending point, we will end the episode. Well, I mean, we started late.
We just started a little bit late.
Oh my god.
Do we keep powering through?
I mean, PSAFE already gave us a strike, so.
Do we get another strike in 10 minutes?
I think it depends.
We better get another strike.
Oh, dude, we're gonna throw a rock. It's gonna be so crazy.
It's gonna be a huge rock.
Yeah.
Well, no, we're gonna go out and steal the chairs, right?
You're right. We have to lead a revolution.
Yeah, to lead. If you turn your chairs slightly to the left, inauguration cannot happen.
Well, yeah. What if we go and we flip every single chair face the wrong direction?
They can't happen. They're not facing President Herter.
They can't see her. Allie B might actually come and play Worms against me and I'll lose.
Well, that's like the other day when Richard left his house and we just turned all of the things, we turned everything in his room slightly.
By 90 degrees.
Yeah, everything on his desk we shifted over like a few inches, yeah. And then everything under his bed we turned 90 degrees, and everything on top of his bed we turned 90 degrees.
I don't think he noticed that we shifted everything over, though.
Yeah.
Well, if he's listening now, he definitely has noticed.
Our art is underappreciated.
Yeah. That is so true.
You also placed one of his jeans in.
I went into his closet and took, because it was just, you know, open, and I saw pants section, the shirt section. I took one pair of pants and I put it in the shirt section, just in the middle of the shirt. That was my crazy, my devious lick. Yeah. That I did.
Dude. What is it? What is the like supposed of antithesis of that? The angelic
bite?
Like the bite.
Angelic blessing of some kind? Cause of
no, it's a bite. I mean, how is it blessed? How does blessing go to?
Well, no. Because a lick is supposed to be like stealing something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Wait, angelic what? Kiss.
Okay. I could see that.
I literally just said that, and then Charlie's like,
I'm sorry. I give all credits to Carlito. This is actually now the Carlito and Kyle show.
All right. Get out.
Dang.
You're not welcome here anymore.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Yeah. All right, maybe I'll let you stay. Yeah.
Maybe?
I'll be a guest. Nice to you. Yeah, I'll
new let guest you stay. Star.
Let's go.
I'll let you, just for like a little bit, you're allowed.
Just until the end of the episode.
Also, I'd like to point out that CJ never called in.
That is true.
What a fake fan.
You know for a fact that CJ
I'm going to be on CJ's podcast.
Yeah, I think I might be as well.
CJ's just setting up his next
But
his
CJ next didn't podcast. Explain what his podcast is. To me.
Oh, you don't... Oh.
It's Survivor 2.0.
CJ sent me a message that was like, Kai, would you like to be in my podcast? And I said, yes. And then there was no elaboration on what that was. And I said, 2 hours later, what's the podcast? And still got no response. So I don't know what it is.
Oh, no. It's a fun one. Oh, my goodness. You know what is tomorrow, mm-hmm. though?
What?
Naked Friday.
Stop.
Oh, yeah, it's Naked Friday tomorrow.
Yeah, it's Brian's religious cool. holiday.
It's almost Wing Friday.
So almost.
We're almost a week out.
Yeah, we're a week. We're exactly 1 week away from Wing Friday. As of in 1 hour, we'll be a week away from Wing Friday.
It'll guys, we have 54 minutes.
54
to
minutes.
To save Wing Friday in the future.
We actually do. If Wait. We went outside and we ruined inauguration right now.
By turning all of the seats 90 degrees to the left.
Dude, why don't we just turn the stage 90 degrees?
What if we turn the stage around by 180 degrees?
What if we make the stage do a 360?
They've got like a little fair set up out there. It's crazy. There's so much stuff.
Yeah, it's
what is going on?
Why is there so much stuff out there?
I mean, this is... It's where...
Who goes to this?
The inauguration of the new president, bro.
The new I'm president of Lafayette point. College. Well, I have to go.
Is yeah, the president Kyle? Of Lafayette College just the president of Easton?
Pretty much.
I mean, do you have... You have the mayor's number, right? The mayor of Easton?
I can't believe he just gave us his number.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna call it.
Yeah, and now we're fresh.
Can we call the mayor on the show?
One
wish.
We could.
Can we get the mayor on the show?
It's a little late to call the mayor, right?
Well, not now.
We have 3 minutes. We got to get on it right now.
I'm not risking calling the mayor unless we know for a fact that the phone works.
That's very true.
Yeah. But anyways, season 3 is officially in session, I guess.
Yeah.
Season 3, Kyle Charlie Show.
Yeah, season 2 is such a...
Interesting
consistent
time.
And booming experience that we definitely like kept on top of, and Charlie definitely uploaded episodes consistently.
Yep. But now I don't have to worry about it as much, because I mean, you guys could always just beat me up.
You actually did upload all of them, right? Like the ones that we recorded.
There was one that I didn't, one that I forgore.
How is it possible?
Oops, I forgot.
Well, it's more like I did what I did for all of the other recordings, and it's like I edited them and then I waited 2 weeks later, but instead of 2 weeks it was 2 months, and now the file's back at home.
Yeah. All right. Wait, there's someone's talking about someone being in the radio station. Do you hear that? Wait, they're looking at
it. Hey y'all, we should have turned off all the lights and
we should have told
them
we should have told them to watch the Kyle and Charlie show. There are people waving at us through the window.
They're like, what if there's someone inside the radio station?
Yeah, what if there's someone in the radio station?
There'd never be someone in the radio station. They just spat out their cereal. Yeah, bro.
Oh, my God. Yeah. There's someone in the radio station. That's crazy.
No Dude. Way.
That's absolutely insane. No, you know what could be funny? Is we're going to prank them. They're going to think someone's in the radio station. But we'll just end the episode here. Right now.
We end the episode right now.
Yes.
And we hide under the tables.
Oh, we turn all the lights off and we pretend that we're not here.
Yeah, I'll put a lampshade on my head.
We were ghosts this entire time.
That's a really good idea, actually.
Yeah, we gaslight them.
We gatekeep them and girl boss them.
Yeah.
You know, on that note,
I think it's time.
We already got another, so we might get another citation.
Alrighty, thank you all for listening.
And Ali B, if you're listening,
I challenge you to worms.
I challenge you to a game of worms.
Alright.
Dude, Ali B is gonna destroy you.
Not unless I unleash the
What are you gonna say?
COVID destroyer.
What?
What?
What? Just end the podcast. It's over.
It's over.
Goodbye,
bro.
Everyone.
Are we off?